Alex Pavlovich joins us. He is the media star, the TV star, the podcast star of CSN Bay Area. Alex, nice to have you with us on this Sunday morning. How are you?
Good. How are you, Marty?
Very good. And, of course, last night was one of those games interesting for you to cover. You've covered so many games that they should win, and they kind of do it. And then they should win, and then they don't do it. And that's sort of a rarity for them these days. And that was one you got last night.
Yeah, and, you know, Bruce Bochy kind of dropped the Marty Worry line on us. He said, that's baseball. It's just kind of one of those things. I know it can be frustrating, but it's a long season. The players really didn't worry too much. A couple guys pointed out to me how long the season is, and you're going to have nights like that. It's unfortunate for Bumgarner that it's happening twice in a row, but it's something I think you see probably 5-6 times a year, a game like that where you really wonder how they lost.
Well, you said it's a long season. That means you're going to take a drink on the Marty Lurie drinking game. You just threw that in as well.
You can do it post-game.
All right. Very good. All right. Some people called in last night and actually made an interesting point about Mack Williamson and Jarrett Parker playing more. Do you see them getting more playing time, or is it Blanco, sort of Span, and Pagan in the outfield?
It's hard to tell. I think it's going to, for the most part, be the three guys you've seen the last couple nights. And people have to remember, I mean, Gregor's done a great job for them the last 4 or 5 years every time they needed him in this role. So this is his role. He's the guy who comes in and gets the majority of those starts when somebody gets hurt. It usually has been somebody else who's been on the DL. But, I mean, this is the guy's role, and I think for the most part they're going to stick with him.
Looking at Bumgarner last night, you did get to talk to him after the game. Was he frustrated with the home run ball or more frustrated by not catching the single up the middle?
The single, definitely. That was one, he's become he's turned himself into one of the better defensive pitchers in the league is along with everything else that he does. So I think that one really got to him, and it might be a different game if he gets that one. So I think that was the one that stuck with him. That the home run ball, I mean, sometimes you're just going to get beat, and he did not want to put the go-ahead run on base. Kind of just went to his fastball there and got beat, but it was definitely that ground ball.
Alex, what about third base? Pena made the great play on Friday night. Gillespie, maybe a little bit of a better bat, another lefty bat coming in the lineup. How are they going to handle third base? How do you see that coming?
It kind of looks like a platoon. I think in terms of, you know, whatever pitcher is on the mound, I think that's what we're looking at. I would expect to see Gillespie today with the young right-hander on the mound, but it does look like he's going to get Pena in there quite a bit, and he's earned that, and not just with the glove. That was a great play he made the other night that didn't get a whole lot of attention because of everything else that happened, but he has hit quite a bit since he came up. I think it's been a pretty good surprise for these guys.
How good a shape is this team in right now with a 7-game lead? We're getting about 76 more to go here, rather 86 more to go, getting near the halfway point. The Dodgers are 7 back. Dodgers don't even know who their pitcher is going to be on Wednesday. They're talking about a bullpen game. How good a shape are the Giants in right now?
Well, they're tied for the Major League lead in wins, so that's a pretty good sign when you're at that point at this point of the year. But I do think we're going to hear from the Dodgers. People have to remember the Giants, I think they had a 10-game lead 2 years ago, and the Dodgers made that up pretty quickly. So these things can shift quickly. I think the Dodgers are just kind of waiting to get their guys back. We talk so much about the Giants' injuries, but, I mean, they're still waiting for really the majority of the rotation to come back. And they're going to get McCarthy back before the All-Star break. It sounds like Ryu's going to be back. And those guys certainly will make a difference because you look at kind of what they're throwing out there with the Nick Tepish and some of these kids they brought up who aren't quite ready. I think that's made a huge difference in the West. Now, having said that about the Giants losing that lead 2 years ago, this is a better team. And this team is better suited with Bumgarner and Cueto and Samardzija and the way PV's pitching right now to go out day in, day out and make sure that they don't give up that lead.
Boy, looking at the bullpen now, the bullpen is kind of settling in a little bit. And as I mentioned, they're Ron Wotus, so the Cardinals have taken Rosenthal out of being the closer there. Casilla, you know, it's sort of on eggshells sometimes with him. People get on base, and all of a sudden he comes apart a little bit. How would you describe Casilla? If you're sitting in a board meeting with Bobby Evans and trying to figure out what should we do with this guy and how strong are we, how do you view Casilla?
He's fiery and he's emotional, and that has made him who he is. I think he it's somebody who, more than really anybody else I've covered, just loves to pitch and loves to be out there and wants to be out there. And I think he wants to go out there and get every single out and doesn't want to even run into any trouble. And I think every time he does, it spins on him a little bit. It seems like, you know, it's a walk or a hit by pitch or a single, and it can just kind of turn an inning that looks like he's going to cruise along into a really stressful one. And it does seem like you can see him on the mound. It doesn't look completely comfortable or maybe sometimes confident in what he's throwing. I think that's been an issue for him. The stuff is fine. I mean, this guy's throwing 96 the other night in Pittsburgh. Certainly we know about the curveball, about the fact that he is a four-pitch guy. So I don't think that's the issue. I just think that ninth inning, sometimes it spins on him. He's done a decent job of in those dramatic innings, kind of getting through it and making sure that they get the save. If you look at the blown saves he has, the majority of them have been kind of on a solo homer or something that, you know, the Kelby Tomlinson error early on, these things that have hurt him a little bit. So I think right now he's still their best option there. They're certainly going to look at guys. They're going to see what's out there in the market. It's hard to get a closer at the trade deadline, but I do think maybe they can go out and find another experienced arm, maybe somebody who just gives you another option if you feel like you do have to make a change, so you're not relying as much on rookies.
Yeah, I agree. Alex Pavlovich with us of CSN Bay Area. I agree with that. There's no other option as far as I'm concerned. His arm and what he does in the late innings, better than anybody else on the team, and there's no question in my mind. So I agree with you on that. If they go anywhere, it would be potentially another option. They're going to be voting on All-Stars. They're doing it this weekend, at least the players are. I know we've got a couple of weeks here, but boy, it's coming up quickly, Alex. You know, this team's going to be named. How many Giants do you think are going to be on this team?
I'm going to go with at least four. I think you're looking at Bumgarner and Cueto certainly as locks, and two guys who could argue that if the cards fall right, they should be starting that game. And I do think Buster Posey, whether he passes Molina or not, he's going to be there. It's Buster Posey. He's having a good year, and there's never, you know, real strength at catcher. So I think he'll either be the second guy voted in by his peers or the third guy added. I think Brandon Crawford's going to get voted in by his peers. He has a lot of respect around the game and somebody who certainly has robbed a lot of national leaguers of hits. So when they're sitting down, as they have done the last couple of days, and they start kind of looking at that ballot and making their own picks, I think a lot of guys are going to look at that. And really the interesting one to me is Brandon Belt. He deserves to be an All-Star. He has been probably one of the top 5 or 10 hitters in the National League throughout this season. And really people have to go and adjust everything he does for the park because of where he plays and what AT&T does to his power. But the problem for him is going to be first base, and maybe a Will Myers is the only Padres representative. Maybe Freddie Freeman's the only Braves representative. Goldschmidt will probably be there. Rizzo's going to get voted in. So it becomes a little bit tough because of his position. But I do think it certainly earned his way down to San Diego.
All right, very good. Part of why they're 20 games over 500. What's the podcast this week? What do you have on?
Tim Lincecum. So that one is on our website, csnbayarea.com. It's pretty easy to find the podcast. And on iTunes, too. I went out there on Saturday and talked to Timmy a little bit and kind of got his thoughts on why it's so important to him to still be a starter and what it means to be back in the big league. I talked to him before his first start, which went well. The second start didn't go as well, but that podcast is still out there.
Beautiful. Alex, thanks for the time, as always, on Sunday morning, and we'll see you on TV, CSN Bay Area, and check the podcast out as well. Thanks, Alex.
All right. Thanks, Marty.
All right. That's Alex Pavlich.